All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. I know still winding down kind of the IHSA modified calendar, but we're getting ready for some summer stuff and missed all of that last year due to the pandemic, but getting back to normal a bit in terms of summer camps and the Mercer County athletic programs on the girls' side. They're teaming up again this year and having the all-sports camp for youngsters entering third through sixth grade. This involves Mercer County basketball, Mercer County softball, Mercer County volleyball, and Mercer County track. And we're joined by Mercer County basketball girls basketball coach Kate Engwall. So this has apparently been a good equation, and I know you missed out on doing it last year, but as they say, getting the gang back together this summer, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're really excited about it, too. It was an idea that came to us a handful of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, to kind of combine forces and do an all-sports camp instead of doing four individual camps. Part of that was the fact that scheduling four camps throughout the summer is a scheduling nightmare in terms of facilities for the district. But a larger part of that was how can we grow Mercer County girls athletics and presenting a united front and having an all sports camp, we thought would play an important role in doing that. And the kids that come to the camp, they seem to really love it. We take kind of an informal poll every year. Hey, would you rather do a camp that's just basketball, or would you rather do all the sports? And probably 9 times out of 10, it's all the sports for sure. So we're thrilled to be back at it again this summer after missing last year. We hope the kids feel the same.
Yeah, and it'll be June the 28th through the 30th. That's a Monday through Wednesday, and it's going to be at the basically centered around the high school campus from 9 to 1:30 daily. And it's for girls entering, again, third through sixth grade, $80 per camper, $40 for additional sibling, and then $120 for the family camp. So basically how it works, and I'll let you detail this. Basically, the kids get to participate in the four sports. It's broken up from that 9 to 1:30 time frame on the days that the camp meets.
Yep, correct. And we kind of split the kids up by age as well. So we'll put the third and fourth graders together and the fifth and sixth graders together. And then it's essentially four camps in one. Each day they'll rotate through basketball, softball, track, and volleyball. Lunch will be provided each day. The kids will get a t-shirt included in the cost of the camp. And as you mentioned, it's $80 per camper. It's $40 for any additional sibling within the family. And we're going to cap it, at $120 per family. Whatever COVID protocols are in place at the time of the camp, we'll follow those, and we'll provide some additional, more detailed information on that, in the week prior to the camp. But those are the details, and you can register up until the day of the camp, but we are asking, because we'll put the shirt order in ahead of time. If you want to guarantee that your shirt will be ready by the camp, just shoot any of our Mercer County social media pages. Just shoot us a message by June 10th, and that will guarantee your t-shirt.
And you can find the flyer at most locations on social media, I believe, with the different programs. And I think it's probably even available on the mercerschools.org website as well. And I was thinking, the pandemic from last year, I think one of the big, absences that was really missed was just the contact of not having, the opportunity to really meet and interact with kids that aren't the high school players. And I think all programs, whatever school you're at, that was a big loss, I think, in the pandemic. And it's nice that we're getting that back this summer. How much did you miss that? And how much do you think that had an impact last year?
I think it had a huge impact. I personally think that the youth camp that we do each summer is kind of the coolest thing that we do each summer. And if your kids have attended it, they will tell you that You know, I might be there supervising, but my high school kids, they're essentially running the camp, you know, under my supervision. And just the neatest thing is to sit back and watch the interaction between the high school kids and the young kids that are attending camp and just the fun they have. You can tell the little kids are really looking up to our high school athletes. It promotes responsibility for our high school athletes as well. So I think missing out on that last year did have a really big impact. And even, you know, when sports resumed, there was still limitations in terms of attendance. So at our high school games, we didn't see those little faces in the stands like we normally would. And you know, even our junior high programs, we couldn't go watch them either. So I'm thrilled that we're going to get that contact back this year.
And then, again, speaking with Coach Engwall, the girls basketball coach at Mercer County, again, that all sports camp for girls, again, entering third through sixth grade, June the 28th through the 30th, centered around Mercer County High School campus, and $80. That includes T-shirt and lunch each day of the camp, $40 for the additional sibling, $100 family, $120 is the family cap. So I'm assuming are basically the summer kind of back to normal then from a high school sports standpoint where – I know they reduced the contact days, I think, from 25 to 20. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty much going to feel like a normal summer where you can play summer leagues, you can get together in the weight room and do things like that.
Yeah, I do think that in terms of what you could consider normal right now, that I do feel like it's back to normal. There'll be a little bit. You know, the only difference really is going to be that those first couple weeks of June, our traditional spring sports, softball and track, they're going to be wrapping up. So that's really the only kind of difference that we'll see. But aside from that, I think we're back to normal.
All right. And I want to see a normal basketball season next year with a full postseason. So we'll wait. All right. Appreciate Coach Engwall. Good to see the all sports camp getting put together again this year for the youngsters on the girls' side in Mercer County. Again, we'll post that camp flyer too on WRMJ.com. Coach, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
Kate Engwall, the girls' basketball coach at Mercer County High School, joining us on WRMJ.